Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
What are you doing?
Albert, you scared me.
My apologies, JJ. What are you doing under the bed?
Nothing.
I heard music.
Yeah, well, it's none of your business.
If my ears did not deceive me, it sounded like the music accompanying the Omniversal Studios intro logo for motion pictures. Are you watching a film?
Yes, I'm watching a movie, okay? Now, could you please leave me alone?
But we're not allowed to watch movies on weekdays.
I know, okay? But I just need some downtime. Please go.
Which movie?
Albert!
Very well. If you won't tell me, I guess I'll have to tell Mountain Man Jack that you're watching movies.
Okay, wait. It's the Eviscerator 3, okay?
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Well, it's for older kids. Now, would you please go and don't tell Mountain Man Jack?
Okay. I'll see you later, I guess.
Yeah, see ya.
Fine, if that's the way it's gonna be, then I don't want to go anyway. Stinking Karen and her stinking friends.
Molly?
Hi, Nurse Klein.
Are you okay? I heard shouting.
It's Karen and her friends.
What about them?
They don't want me to go swimming with them. They said they only want girls from their grade.
Oh, I'm sorry, Molly. That must make you pretty upset, huh?
Yeah, well, that's why I was yelling at them. And why I slammed the door. And why I'm thinking up bad names to call them.
Well, don't do that.
They just make me so mad.
I know how you feel, Molly. When I was a little girl, people could make me mad all the time, too.
What did you do?
Well, I talked about it with a close friend or my mom. That usually helped. And then later I learned I needed to talk about it with God and ask Him to help me forgive people who wronged me.
Oh, yeah. I guess God wants me to forgive them, huh?
Yes, He does.
Stink. That's rough.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's the right thing to do.
You're right. Thanks for the talk, Nurse Klein.
Anytime, Molly.
That was so cool. Ah! Albert! You scared me. How long have you been standing there?
Only for a little while. I looked up Eviscerated 3 on the internet. I saw some things I didn't want to see.
Albert, that was for older kids.
Well, I found out that the movie is rated R, JJ. So it has a plethora of violence and inappropriate content and shouldn't be watched without permission from your parents.
Yeah, well, I'm mature for my age, okay? I can handle that stuff, but you can't. Just don't look up anything else about that movie, okay? You shouldn't be seeing that kind of stuff.
And you should? I saw some really horrible images come up in the image search. Do you have your parents' permission to be watching things like that?
Just drop it, Albert, okay? It's really none of your business. And don't tell Mountain Man Jack.
Like I always say, the power of sin is in its secrecy. We're going to be tempted to sin in a lot of ways as we walk through life. We can't do it alone. And yeah, God's with us, and we sure can't do it without Him. But He also designed us humans to live in fellowship with one another. The Bible says that a cord of three strands ain't easily broken. And Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in His name, He'll be there. So, if you want to stay on a godly path, my advice is, get yourself an accountability partner.
Acosta what a me?
Accountability. It means having someone you can talk to and share your secrets with. Like a mentor. Someone who will be able to call you out if you slip up, give you good advice, and help you make wise decisions. And having an accountability partner is great for helping us in our struggles with sin. But it's also great to just have someone to talk to about how you're feeling or just your everyday problems.
Sweet. JJ, would you do me the honor of becoming my accountability partner?
Sure, I guess.
Piper, do you want to?
Now wait just a second. I got some advice about this. I'd recommend you find a Christ follower who's a good bit older than you and is of the same gender. Guys with guys and gals with gals.
Never mind.
Now, them's ain't hard and fast rules from the Bible, but I consider it wise Christian advice. Having someone older means you'll hopefully get good advice coming from their years of experience. And having someone of the same gender means it'd be appropriate to share pretty much anything with them. And that's important. Remember, if we keep our struggles hidden, especially the embarrassing ones, the longer and harder we'll have to struggle with them.
JJ?
What, Albert?
I'm kind of scared to go to sleep tonight.
Why?
It's those pictures I saw from that movie. They really scared me.
It's just a movie, Albert. And it's your own fault for looking up that stuff when I told you it was for older kids.
But...
You'll be fine, Albert.
Come in.
Hi, Nurse Klein.
Hi, Molly. Is something wrong? Did you get hurt?
No, I just wanted to ask if you would be my mentor.
Really? Is this about what Mountain Man Jack was saying about accountability partners the other night?
Yep. I want you to be mine.
Sure, Molly. I'd be honored to be your mentor.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Wait. Was there something you wanted to talk about?
No. I just figured, with the way you handle things and the advice you give, I want to be just like you. So, I figured I'd better claim you now.
Molly, that's so sweet.
Okay, bye, Nurse Klein.
Bye, Molly. I'm not gonna cry.
I can't, no, go away.
Albert,
no,
Albert,
no,
what's
no,
going on?
No, stop!
Albert, are you all right, son?
I had a nightmare.
It's all right. It's over. You're here, and you're safe.
I was so scared.
I'll say. You might have woken up the whole camp.
Wow, that must have been a bad nightmare, huh, JJ?
Yeah.
I wonder what could have caused it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Maybe if I read one of my comic books, it'll help me calm down.
It's worth a shot.
I'm still sort of scared. Would you guys stay up a while and read it with me?
Sure. JJ?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. It's the latest issue of Red Zero in the Gauntlet Guardians. Even in a city with a name like Sunny Bridge, darkness must fall every night. And it is at night, under cover of darkness, when people who are up to no good tend to come out of hiding to perform their criminal deeds.
Unbelievable. No extra guards. Do they not even know what they have?
People like Doom Shadow, a villain with the power to control shadows and become one himself, who right now stands outside the Sunny Bridge Historical Museum.
Of course they don't know what they have, or there would be dozens of guards. Maybe even a Gauntlet Guardian. Instead, I'm alone here, with a mere wall between me and my quarry.
And what is Doom Shadow's quarry? The item he covets so much is a machine found in a cave just outside the town. A machine over 100 years old that no one understands. Not one historian, scientist, or archaeologist who has looked at it knows what it does. No one except, perhaps, Doom Shadow.
Now, to transform myself into a shadow and slip into the museum under this door.
Of course, Doom Shadow has two details completely wrong. First, he believes no one knows how important this device is. Second, he believes he is alone.
Hey, you! The museum's regular hours are from 9 to 5. This place is closed, buddy.
What? A Gauntlet Guardian?
Doom Shadow knows the Gauntlet Guardians well. He and Red Zero have tangled many times over the years. Doom Shadow's power of darkness has matched nicely against the power of the gauntlets that Red Zero and his fellow guardians wear. These gauntlets give them control over a powerful energy that creates armor and weapons for whoever wears them. And right now, he faces a young girl who wears her own gauntlets.
Yes, a Gauntlet Guardian. I am Green 13 and you're busted.
Green 13? But your energy armor is yellow.
The energy from all our gauntlets are yellow. Green is just my rank, because I'm in training. Someday I'll get to the highest level, which actually is yellow. It's confusing, I know, but all you need to know is, I'm here to stop you.
Ha! You think so? Let's see how you do when I create a shadow over your face!
How are you doing that?
Ha ha! I've been going up against the Gauntlet Guardians for years. I am Doom Shadow, and my power is the dark. But I can also make a shadow with a physical form. Like these shadow chains that will wrap you up and hold you in place.
You... I can't move!
Where are your partners? A young one like you would never be out here alone. Surely the Guardians wouldn't send a child out against someone like me.
Doom Shadow is right. They wouldn't. But that's because none of the other Gauntlet Guardians knows that Ellen, also known as Green 13, is there.
What do I do? I can't call for help, but I can't let him steal that artifact.
Let's see. I need to put you in something that will last a little longer than my shadow chains. Once I leave you, my shadows will disappear. But, yes, that garbage dumpster. I can put you in there and seal the lid. That should hold you until I'm long gone.
Only one thing I can do to fight the shadows. Light. If I can activate the Gauntlet Nova, the light should burn through his shadow chains and free me. I just have to remember what I was told. Be calm, let the energy build, but hold it back. Ritu would be so angry if he knew I was about to do this.
What? What's happening?
Hey, Doom Shadow, what's the one thing that casts out darkness?
Light?
Yep, and things are about to get a lot brighter around here.
No! Too much light! Too much light!
I'm free!
Not for long. Not if I wrap you in shadow chains again.
I'm waiting.
My powers! Your light snuffed out my powers! I can't feel the shadows! I can't control them!
You're not gonna get away, Doom Shadow!
Green 13, this is Red Zero. Do you read me?
What? Hello? Yes, Red Zero, I read you.
Did I wake you? I'm sorry for calling so late. I assumed you were already in bed, but this is an emergency.
No, I'm up.
Good. This is an unusual request, it being so late, but I need you to check with your mother to see if you can come with Ty and me on patrol. Something very unusual has happened.
Sure, I'll wake her up and ask. What's up?
I was just notified by Blue 20 from Moonbase that someone here in Sunny Bridge has activated the Gauntlet Nova power. We need to investigate and find out what's going on.
The Gauntlet Nova?
I know. You may not know what that is. It's one of the last things we teach in the Gauntlet Guardian training because it's so dangerous. It can burn out the gloves or worse, destroy them completely. The damage to the gauntlets can hurt whoever is wearing it or hurt the people around them.
That sounds bad.
It is. We need to investigate and find out why a Gauntlet Guardian used the Gauntlet Nova, who they are, and why they came to Sunnybridge without notifying us.
Sure thing. I'll meet you at your place if, my mom tells me it's okay.
Excellent. We'll see you there. Red Zero out.
Green 13 out. I guess Doom Shadow will have to wait. Oh no! My gauntlets, they're... How will I keep this a secret? Bad enough that I've been going on patrol without telling anyone, but I've also been practicing the advanced powers.
Later, after a long walk to Red Zero's house.
Ellen, Ty, thank you for coming. I know this is unusual. Please tell your parents thank you for me.
Our parents?
For letting you join me on this emergency investigation. I know that because you're so young, we don't want to take you on any dangerous missions, and we want to make sure you're still able to do school and all those things, but you two are the only ones who can help me investigate this in time.
In time for what?
After a Gauntlet Guardian activates the Gauntlet Nova, so much power is put out that it can be detected for a couple hours. That gives us time to track down where the power was used, and the faster we can do that, the better a chance we have to find out whoever did it.
Who do you think did it?
My guess is that one of our fellow Gauntlet Guardians from another region chased a bad guy here and just never had time to notify anyone that they were coming. And since they used the Nova power, they must have been in great danger. Since no one is answering my calls, it's possible that he or she is very hurt.
Are you sure it was a Guardian? Couldn't it be a mistake? Maybe it was just some random lightning or something.
No, the energy patterns that were detected are unmistakable. Only one thing could have made that kind of energy. A Gauntlet Nova. Now, look here.
Dude, Red Zero, that's like a perfect 3D map of the city.
Thanks. While I was waiting for you, I already took care of this area, using my gauntlets to see if I could detect the energy, and I couldn't. So, that leaves this area here to the north,
and this part of the city to the west, and then this southeast area. Do you remember when I taught you to use your gauntlets to seek out energy sources?
Yeah, we were able to use them to find that giant magnet that the magnetizer was using to mess up the migration patterns of all the birds in the tri-state area.
Magnetizer was a weird fellow, but yes, you two found him fairly quickly. What you're looking for this time is gauntlet energy. It should be easy to find when you get close to the place where it was used.
Can I search here, in the north area of the city?
Sure. Ty, will you fly over to the west?
You got it.
And I'll take the southeast. Let's go.
Feels like my gauntlet still won't power up. Blast, not working.
Ellen, are you okay? Why aren't you flying?
I just need to... I will, but after... Do you mind if I use your bathroom before I go?
Sure. Come on, Ty. Let's get going.
You got it!
Oh man, they're gonna find out what I've been doing.
And just what is Ellen's secret? And what is the small device she's taken out of her pocket? A drone? A miniature UFO? An electric frisbee?
Computer, how can I repair my gauntlets after using the Gauntlet Nova?
Answer, you cannot. Gauntlet repair requires repair facilities only found on Moonbase.
But you taught me how to do that, Power!
Answer, true.
Why didn't you tell me it could destroy my gauntlet?
Answer, you did not ask.
When I found you, I thought you were the coolest thing, teaching me to do things that Redzio never taught me, and then you encouraged me to go on patrol by myself.
Question. Did you not enjoy the new powers and going on patrol?
Of course I did, but Redzio doesn't approve of us going out alone and using our powers. And now I found out that using the Gauntlet Nova power was really dangerous, and it may have destroyed my gauntlets and all these things I was doing in secret. How will I keep them a secret?
Answer. I can help you fabricate a believable story.
You mean a lie?
Answer. A lie is another way to put it, yes.
I need to get to the museum before anyone else does. You're going back in my pocket for now. Your advice has not been the best.
Statement. You did not mind my advice when you were practicing the advanced powers in secret and having fun going on patrol without permission.
It was fun, but now it's made a big mess. Redzio thinks there's a wounded Gauntlet Guardian out there, and Doom Shadow is still out there, and...
Statement. You will lose those fun things if you let them find out the truth.
Computer, turn off.
Statement. Turning off.
Wish I could fly.
Later at the museum.
Okay, so no one is here, and my gauntlets do have a little power in them, just not enough to fly or activate my energy armor. But maybe they can detect the energy from my Nova power. Perfect. I can totally detect the energy that was created by me 2 hours ago. Now I can report that I found it and hope that no one figures out who did it. Redzio, this is Green 13. Do you hear me?
Green 13, you have some good news for me?
Yes, I found where the energy was coming from. It's behind the museum.
Excellent. Contact Ty and I'll meet you both there. Redzio out.
Okay, contact Ty. Ty, it's Ellen. I found the Gauntlet Nova energy.
That's great. Where?
Behind the museum. I'm here now. Redzio is on his way.
I'm heading there now. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You just sound like something is wrong.
I just have a lot on my mind.
Normally you'd be cracking lots of jokes and stuff all night. You'd be so excited about going on a mission.
Ty, I'm in trouble.
You're in big trouble.
Oh no.
Oh no? What's going on?
How'd you turn off my communicator?
Ha ha ha! I have my ways.
What are you doing back here?
I needed to get that artifact before anyone knew I was after it. Knowing what I know, I didn't expect you to also return here.
Why?
Because I figured you were not supposed to be here. So you'd want to stay away so no one would find out what you were doing in secret.
My explosion took away your powers. What are you gonna do?
I'm going old school. Brought a bomb to take out the wall.
It's cooler to do it with powers, of course. But the job must get done. It seems you also don't have powers.
Put that down!
I have a feeling we both know what this is. It's not just a weird old-fashioned machine. Open it up, and...
it's a gauntlet!
My boss. You may have heard of him. Dr. Negatronia. He's never been able to get a gauntlet to study its energy. This one is 100 years old, give or take 20 years or so. He's been wanting to get his hands on one of these for years. Or maybe I should say, get his hands into one of these.
Doom Shadow.
Red Zero? I thought you'd retired.
I came back. Green 13, what's going on? Are you okay?
She's a bit powerless right now. Apparently, when she did that super explosion, it knocked out her little power globes.
What? Green 13, the Gauntlet Nova was you?
I can explain.
Oh, you will.
And I'll put on this gauntlet. It's old, but I'm willing to bet it still packs a punch. Power armor on!
I'm sorry, Red Zero. It's all my fault. I've been going on patrol and keeping it a secret from you.
And you've been learning techniques that you're not ready for. We teach you how to use those gauntlets the way we do because we've been studying how to use them and practicing how to use them for years.
I know. I just felt like you were, I don't know, holding me back from really using the powers.
We were. So we could prepare you to use them correctly and effectively.
Sorry to interrupt, but I have business to take care of elsewhere.
Look out!
Power blast!
Power shield! That was close. Green 13, you should get out of here. With your gauntlet not working, you could get hurt.
I'm used to working with darkness and shadow. So the bright power of this gauntlet is a little... unusual. But... I like it.
Red Zero, I'm sorry. I wasn't ready to do those moves, but maybe we can use that against Doom Shadow here.
What do you mean?
I mean, he doesn't know how the gauntlet works either. Maybe...
Ha Power blast!
Look out! Power shield!
Maybe we can use his lack of training against him.
Oh, come on! That shield's too powerful. I can't get through it!
Red Zero, he doesn't know how the gauntlet works. He doesn't know how to hold the energy charge and let it build up before releasing it.
Ellen, you just gave him instructions to do the Gauntlet Nova.
Exactly.
Oh, you're sneaky. Green 13, stop right there. You're going to give him the key to breaking through my shield.
Hold the energy, eh?
He's doing it.
I can feel the power. So much power! I'll break through your shield this time, Red Zero!
Oh no! He's almost built up enough power. If he keeps this up...
Oh yes! No! The gauntlet! It exploded!
If he keeps this up, that's what's going to happen.
Wait! I did the same thing that she did.
You should have learned from my mistakes.
Now to create some handcuffs.
How could I have fallen for that? No! Let me go!
Oh, I'll let you go, Doom Shadow. I'll let you go right into the hands of the proper authorities. Green 13, Ellen, what were you thinking?
I found this, Red Zero. It was a computer trainer. It was showing me how to do all the advanced moves that you wouldn't teach me.
Let me see that. We don't teach those advanced moves for a reason. And I think you knew you shouldn't have done it, or you wouldn't have kept this a secret.
At first, I knew that what I was doing was wrong, but it was so fun, and I felt so powerful and cool, and I really thought I could use that Gauntlet Nova power. I shouldn't have been going out on patrol without telling my mom or you, and I know I shouldn't have been doing that advanced training in secret.
Wait. This isn't a Gauntlet Guardian training device. It's a transmitter.
Statement. I have been found out.
I know that voice.
Statement.
Dr. Negatronia.
Hello, old friend. It seems that I've been exposed.
Oh no! I can't believe I listened to that thing when it was your arch enemy all along. No wonder it was telling me to train behind your back and tell lies and—
Poor thing. I had one of my mechoids place this device where you would find it. I knew I wouldn't get you to join my side, Green 13. But I'd hoped to cause you to lose Red Zero's trust when your lies and secrets were revealed.
I've heard enough. Power blast!
I'm sorry. I really messed up, didn't I?
Yes. Yes, you did. But you've owned up to it and apologized. His plan did work, a little. I've lost some trust in you, but it can and will be built up again. I know it.
I really am sorry. I've been going out at night on patrol alone for a week or two now, and I heard about this find in the caves near the old Gotland Guardian base outside town. I figured it would be something bad guys might be interested in. I was right. But I should have told you and not kept it a secret for myself. Now, it's destroyed.
It would be cool to have one of those century-old gauntlets, but... Well, we have like 4 dozen of them on Moonbase.
Really?
I'm okay with that being destroyed. I'm just glad that the thing that Dr. Negatroni was trying to destroy wasn't destroyed. And that's our friendship. Our relationship as teacher and student. You also listened to the wrong voice, Ellen. Anything that you feel needs to be done in secret, in the darkness, hidden from the light, is probably not a good thing. And it will be exposed in the light.
Hey guys! From the looks of things, I should have gotten here earlier.
Yeah, you kind of missed a pretty awesome battle.
Aw, man.
And Ellen won the battle for us without using any power from her gauntlet.
Yeah, I was pretty awesome too.
Also, she was going to need to get used to not using any power from her gauntlets.
What do you mean?
You're going to be doing special training with Commander Wendy Jones, Blue 32, while your gauntlets get repaired. She'll be good for you, Ellen. Remember how I told you that you listened to the wrong voice? Wendy's one of the good ones, Ellen. A good voice to listen to.
And so, the Gauntlet Guardians return to their homes. Ty, the hero known as Green 12, goes to bed and falls asleep quickly. RJ, the hero known as Red Zero, contacts the authorities about taking Doomshadow to jail, and then about repairing the museum wall, only to finally tumble into bed for his well-deserved rest. And Ellen, the hero known as Green 13, arrives home, having temporarily lost her powers, but still feeling like a hero. And night ends in Sunny Bridge. Light returns to the city, pushing the shadows away.
Wasn't that great, guys? Oh, looks like Terrence fell asleep. What did you think, JJ?
It was... good. A good story.
Yeah, and it helped me feel better. I think I can sleep now. Night, JJ.
Night, Albert.
Oh, hey, JJ.
Hey, Terrence.
You going to the camp office, too?
Yeah. I wanted to talk to Mountain Man Jack.
Oh, I wanted to talk to Mountain Man Joe. After you.
Thanks.
Morning, boys. What can I do for you?
Hey, Mountain Man Joe. Actually, I was hoping to talk to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was wondering, is Mountain Man Jack here?
Yeah, he's in the back. Just a sec. Hey, Jack.
Yep. Oh, howdy, Terrence. JJ. What can we do for you?
Terrence is wanting to talk to me, and JJ's looking for you.
Okie dokie. What's cooking, JJ?
Could we maybe talk in your office?
Oh, sure.
And Joe, I was wondering if we could maybe take a walk.
I guess we could. Jack, you mind holding down the fort here in case someone comes in?
I can do that. Put the bell out so I can hear it from my office.
Got it right here. Well, I'm honored that you'd ask me to be your accountability partner, Terrence. What's on your mind?
I have feelings for Piper.
Well, if that don't beat all.
It's not that crazy.
Well, it would be looking back a couple years ago.
I know.
She's a firecracker.
I know.
How old are y'all now?
I'm 15 and she's 14.
You haven't told her yet, have you?
Well... Not in so many words.
What does that mean?
I don't know. She might know, she might not. I'm just worried that I'm doing something wrong.
Well, what you need to know is that these kind of feelings are God-given and natural. So don't feel bad about being attracted to a girl. That's how God designed us human beings to work.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's keep talking. Ultimately, this kind of thing, dating and romantic.
And what's it called again?
Eviscerator 3.
JJ, I'm very disappointed. Not only were you watching movies when you weren't supposed to, but an R-rated movie?
I know.
And what's worse, you exposed Albert to this stuff.
I know, I felt so bad, I wanted to tell you.
Well, I'm glad you came to me, JJ. But let me ask you, did you come because you feel bad about watching the movie, or bad because it gave Albert a nightmare?
I guess both. I mean, I know I shouldn't be watching those movies. There's all sorts of bad stuff in them. But I just keep doing it. I've been doing it for a while, and I've been too scared to tell my parents or you. But then I saw how it hurt Albert, and I want to stop. I want to change. So I need help.
Well, makes me happy to hear you say that, JJ. Let's talk again tonight, after campfire time. Sound good?
Yeah. Hey, Albert.
Oh, hi, JJ.
Look, man, I'm really sorry about the R-rated movie thing.
It wasn't your fault, JJ. I'm the one who looked it up.
I shouldn't have been watching that stuff in the first place.
Well...
No, seriously, man. I'm sorry. This has been something I've been struggling with for a while. You know, I have friends at school who watch this stuff, and if I don't watch them too, I feel like I'm missing out, you know? And I know those movies have stuff in them that I shouldn't be watching. I'm sorry. Would you please forgive me?
Of course, JJ.
And that's why you should think twice before making fun of someone with a bald head.
Wow, intense.
That was the strangest Bible story I've ever heard.
Well, we've been encouraged to hear about people seeking out accountability partners all this week. If you still haven't gotten one, I just want you to know that each and every one of the staff here will be absolutely delighted to talk with you and encourage you in God's Word. Okay, y'all are dismissed. 1 hour till lights out. Just got off the phone with your parents, JJ. They're none too happy.
Yeah, I figured.
But I told them, you confessed of your own free will, you asked forgiveness, and you're seeking out some help. So they're willing to let you stay on as long as you and I keep up this here mentorship relationship. Okay?
Okay.
You all right, JJ? You seem pretty down.
You know me, Mountman Jack. You know I've been a bad kid for a long time.
We all make mistakes, JJ.
Yeah, but it seems like I've made more than anybody else.
Oh, I don't know about that. I made some doozies back in my day.
You?
Oh, yeah. And you know, JJ, one thing about Jesus that I love to remember is that he took my place on the cross, which means he swapped my record with his. See, while I may have lived a terrible adolescence, Jesus lived a perfect one. And since I put my faith in him, Jesus' record is the one God's going to see in my file on Judgment Day.
You really believe that?
Sure do.
How? How are you so sure?
Well, how about I tell you?
I think all our base campers learned a valuable lesson today. We're all facing struggles and temptations in life, so it's wise to gather godly friends and mentors around us to help us make good decisions. Ecclesiastes 4:12 says, "A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken." Do you have an accountability partner in your life? If not, think about who you could ask.
Thanks, Megan. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. To experience more fun from the world of Basecamp, grab a parent and visit us on the web at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you'll find books, comics, coloring sheets, and more. To hear more episodes of Basecamp for free, download the Life Action app and select the Kids tab, where you'll find all of our audio albums. Basecamp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. Stronger Together was written by Evan David and Ben Avery and directed by Evan David, with sound design by Carter Warren and Hugh Duncan. Our vocal talent included Abe Krause, Cameron Hertklotz, Laurel Avery, Christy Fredericks, Krista Loving, Matt Fredericks, Evan David, Samuel Loving, Melissa Hankins, Michael Poole, Gracie Krause, Tim Avery, and Sean Holtgren as Red Zero. Our creative directors were Matt Fredericks and Evan David, and our executive producer was Aaron Paulus. We hope you'll join us next time for Basecamp Adventures.